everything that women would say to me, and a lot of it stemmed from my own mother, who's extremely opinionated and critical. And I know she doesn't mean it bad. Her mom was that way to her. So she only knows that kind of love language is giving gifts. She like helps acts of service. And then she's really blunt with stuff, you know, but I had to change my mindset and honestly do my own therapy, knowing that she's not going to change because she's been this way forever, but I can change and learn to accept her and receive who she is, good and bad, you know. And it completely transformed our relationship and then my relationship with women to where I wasn't triggered anymore by what they did or didn't do.
Mom.
Yes, what?
Slow down.
Sound familiar?
I get it. Mom life is demanding. There are no off hours, the pay is minimal, and your bosses are relentless. But there is a way that you can start giving back to the most important person in your life, you. As a mom of four, I get what it's like, but I promise you can start to enjoy life more, take time for yourself, and cultivate a sense of inner peace that all your friends will notice. My name is Jessica, and I'm the host of the Mom Slowdown podcast, where we will tackle topics important to us moms, discover the clues to healing and happiness, and take time just for us. Thank you for joining me on this journey to a happier, healthier, more satisfied version of you. Looking for even more joy? Check out my membership site at jessicanicole.love. Indulge in a yoga class, sip on a glass of Cabernet, or challenge your skills in the kitchen. But remember, Mom, slow down. This podcast is sponsored by the app, The Zen Mommy, my latest wellness offering just for moms like you. I am so thrilled to talk about my new app, where I share all the wellness tools that I use in my life. Check out the library of yoga, recovery, meditation, and strength classes, kitchen tips, and a recipe database of personally curated recipes to help you look and feel your best. Plus, check out the journal features, where you can cultivate a daily gratitude practice, and so much more. Life is stressful, but I believe we can make it all it is meant to be with just a few tools to help us along the way. Download the Zen Mommy now at Apple and Google Play and start creating a life you want. Wouldn't it be nice if we had our very own cheerleader in life encouraging us along the way? Well, I think I've found the answer. I want to introduce you to Whitney George. She's your go-to hype mom. She's a ball of positive energy, and she is here to be your biggest fan. Whitney is a veteran in the fitness industry and a serial entrepreneur. She is an expert in pre- and postnatal fitness and the creative mind behind Whitney G. Maternity. She is a single mama breaking through barriers and ceilings, one whoop-whoop at a time. I had a ball interviewing Whitney, and I walked away from our conversation with the biggest smile on my face. Want to know how to stay positive even when life gets you down? Let Whitney show you how. That's my girl. Welcome, Whitney George.
You are the go-to hype mom. Where do you store this incredible hype? Where do you get it from?
That's a really, really good question. When I was in the process of launching this business, you know, I've been teaching Pilates. It's Legree Fitness, a high intensity Pilates for the last 16 years. And I was a master trainer when I was 25. I kind of created that role for me, actually. And I was one of the youngest to be in it. As I've gotten older, who I am as an individual is I love people. I love women. I love connecting, networking. And you'll hear me probably in conversation say, yes, like that's my girl. Like I just am always like, I'm like all about be better, be hotter, be smarter, be whatever. I want to help you get there. And I don't know really all the way where that comes from. Maybe the support of my parents instilling confidence in me from a young age, providing a lot for me to be able to do what I want to do to where I kind of feel fearless in life. But I think it is also what I've gone through in the last several years in relationship and babies, and then doing my own journaling and listening to podcasts and my relationship with God and learning more about other people's stories and journeys. It just makes me feel empowered to where then I'm like, your light shone on me and I love what you got going on. And so I just feel this energy of like, I feel better when I'm giving and when I'm outpouring and when I'm supporting. And when I say about the teaching Pilates is I'm doing that all day long. Like I am feeding into women and men. I am putting on my music, making it a freaking club in there. I just taught actually right now. And I bring in motivation, energy, and I see them totally transform not only their bodies, but their energies, their mindsets, their feelings of self. And so when I was creating the name of this, it was going to be like Whitney Johnson Health, right? And now I'm separating, going through divorce. I'm now back to Whitney George. That's a process I'm going through, but, and there's all love there, but it just came to me one day as I just paused and had time to me. I remember I sat down on January 1st to light a candle, an intention candle, do sage in my room. I'd moved back with my parents last October. And I said to, you know, my ex, I was like, can you take the girls so I can just have a day to like kind of reflect on how I wanted this year to look, you know, what words I wanted. And I have sticky notes on my mirror in my bathroom. And I put like the words surrender, impact, joy, peace, because those are all the things that I want to feel in myself, but also I want to give to others too. And I say surrender because this is not my, from being a believer, like it's not my journey. Like I can plan as much as I want and God will laugh at me and say, no, 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 you're made to do this. And so I just wanted to be like, whatever you want to utilize me as a tool for you, like help the doors open up for me. But I want to set the tone and intention here and now and be a light to others. So then I think I was teaching one day and the song That's My Girl from Fifth Harmony came on and it just hit me. It was like, dust your shoulders off. We've all been down before. We've been up before. Like, let's go get it. Like, that's my girl. And then when I got together with my branding marketing gal who does all my stuff, does my photos, I said, I want these colors. I want to exude this. And she helped me kind of put the go-to hype mom by getting to know me and like speaking with me and feeling the energy that I get when I get excited about stuff. So it's kind of a mixture of everything and people seeing in me who I am, who then I wanted to be as well, like pulling it out of me. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Or like, you're pulling it out of my people.
Own. Yeah, I couldn't say on my own, I'm the hype girl, but she was like, this is what you are. And this is what you're projecting. And I'm like, yeah, I want to empower women to be bold and be you. And so we kind of like created that. So she's helped me, my branding and business marketing gal has helped me to like, to elevate to this woman that I've wanted to be, to then attract the tribe that I want of women who are on the same level of like, I fucking see you. Like, don't back down. Like, don't think that you have to like, shrug your shoulders down, be up and proud, girl. And like, not everybody's with me, you know, not everybody's like feeling my vibe. They might be threatened by it, insecure, jealous, or thinking I'm trying to be somebody I'm not. No, 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 honey, this is like who I am. I just didn't know who I was before because I was hiding the shadows of what society may want me to be like. Maybe my parents want me to be like, my husband wanting me to be like, but no, I'm stepping out and being who I want to be. And I just seeing this wave of like this tribe of individuals and women that I'm just like, where have you been? And thank God for you and how rad now. I actually, in the interview yesterday, how we talked about it, you get afraid of becoming friends with women at times because there's such a notion that we're catty or jealous or we're talking shit or there's negative stuff with women need friends. But I think that's just, again, what society wants us to think about women. But when you do meet women that are on your level, there's nothing we can't do. And it's a beautiful thing. So she was even saying, my friend Amber Nicole, who's a model, a girl that's really had a lot of different backlashes at her. She's married to Tito Ortiz. So she's a lot of shit, but she's now feeling the same way as like, I have all these women friends that I'm just stoked about. And she said, that's what the growth of getting older and shedding the ideas and notions of what a friendship should be like and show up as you want the friendship to be, and it'll come back to you, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Preach. Amen. Yes. I got you. I'm feeling the vibe. I'm feeling the energy. And it's so true. I mean, it is a journey. And I think aging, I started my real estate career when I was 19 years old. And so I worked with, you know, women that were so much older than me that had been in the business for a long time. And I was like, looked up to them and wanted to emulate them. And they were bitch and complain about wrinkles and, oh girl, you know, be 20, I was like, no, I can't wait to be you. You don't understand, because being you means like you have this wisdom. Like every one of those little frown lines and smile lines tells a story about how you got to standing where you are. Like I knew I wasn't comfortable in my 20s in my own skin. And I was just like, I need that experience. I've got to go through some shit. I got to go through struggle. I've got to come out on the other side. I've got to figure out my path, my journey. I love it. Surrender, give it all up, you know, because it's all out there. You know, you can fight against it, you can struggle against it, you know, or you can just let it, you know, let it flow and ride the wave. And I'm with
you.
Exactly, I'm with you.
That's exactly it. I used to try to want to control everything, even everything that women would say to me. And a lot of it stemmed from my own mother, who's extremely opinionated and critical. And I know she doesn't mean it bad. Her mom was that way to her. So she only knows that kind of love language is giving gifts. She like helps acts of service, and then she's really blunt with stuff, you know? But I had to change my mindset and honestly do my own therapy, knowing that she's not going to change because she's been this way forever, but I can change and learn to accept her and receive who she is, good and bad, you know? And it completely transformed our relationship and then my relationship with women to where I wasn't triggered anymore by what they did or didn't do. But also I shifted this last year. This only happened the last maybe year or two, maybe three since having kids and two girls at that, was I had to do the work on why am I triggered by something they're doing or not doing? Why do I feel lack of love if they don't give me what they gave to another friend? Like, why am I just making myself go absolutely crazy? And when I stopped expecting or judging or being critical on other women, maybe not to their face, but like maybe to my husband or my mom complaining about something or whatever, it completely shifted. And again, through therapy and reading this book, Claim Your Power by Mastin Kipp. Claim Your Power, Mastin Kipp. Everybody needs to read it. It's literally about like shedding the traumas and toxic kind of relationships with people in life to help you really step into your power and claim it. Like your survival patterns, identifying your original incidences when the shit occurred. And I realized for me, a lot of these women issues were from 6th, 7th grade when I was bullied by a girl. And that was the original incident. And I was able to remove myself. But I think there was still triggering moments where like, if I that, you know, will come up as I've gotten older, but I had to do the work to release that and really focus on self-love. But also I needed to remove myself from the women that made me feel that way. And maybe it wasn't, they were trying to, but they were not able to express themselves to me and affirm me. So I, in the last year or two, have shed a lot of relationships that I weren't feeling like were reciprocated in the way that I needed in my love language. And then it's opened up more space for me to receive other incredible women that do affirm me, and also to deepen relationships with ones I've already had on a different level. And that's where, when you said go and flow, that is absolutely, I'm like, don't even hold tight to anything. Like, let things go and flow. You might be best friends with this girl for 6 months and then you guys have just a different life shift. Nope, no problems. But then it opens up for this to happen and you're elevating to this level. So you might be hanging out more here, but you might connect here, but just keep going. Like, don't even worry. Don't, it's okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that has been so freeing.
There's so many parallels. Do you have a yoga background or is it?
Yeah. I got really, really into yoga when I was 18, right before college. I went to USC. I did Bikram yoga, like religiously every day. I was obsessed. And then it trickled down to going into at Yoga Works. And that was when I was 18, that was 16 years ago. And I don't know if Yoga Works was newer back then, but they didn't have like the whole Pilates situation there. It was more mat Pilates and then just more yoga. And I was practicing every day. And even in college at SC, I would drive to Westwood to go to the Yoga Works up there or wherever. I think it was Westwood and Brentwood and all that, Santa Monica, whatever. And then I got certified as well through Yaz. It's yoga and spin. I'm NASM certified, Legree Fitness, Bassi. I have a ton. And then I studied nutrition in college. So, but yoga to me, I try to practice it. I don't do it as often, but when I train my clients, we do a mixture of Pilates, HIIT, and I always incorporate yoga moves, meditation and yoga. And then also in my fitness subscription website for pre-postnatal and beyond, I have yoga in there. I have meditation because it is always something that we can all go back to that I think just makes us feel centered, because there's so much meditation within yoga and the way that yoga people speak about your mind, your body, and then even the way they eat, you know, and take care of themselves, tea and lighter foods and, you know, no process and low sugar and low alcohol, like only things that like really elevate you. It's been in me forever. It'll never leave me, you know? And so yeah, yoga has been so huge for me. That's something I would like to incorporate back in my life more. It just hasn't been as much time because of just kids and everything, you know?
Yeah. Let's talk about kids. And you've got some little ones. You said 3 and 18 months. So you've got a full house.
Yeah, 3 and a half, 18 months.
The transformative power of becoming a mother and what that does, and even become a mother to daughters. And that shift, like all of a sudden, you know, I have two girls, they're now 12 and 9. And it's like, oh shit, Like, this is real. Like, I thought I was playing, like working on myself before. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm bringing these two little beings into the world. These are going to be, you know, strong, beautiful, you know, resilient, brave women someday. And I have to model that behavior in myself. And so for me, you know, what I wouldn't do for myself pre, you know, my first daughter, it was like, okay, like this is where that path has to happen. And for me, my journey was yoga. That interest with pre and postnatal women, you know, and how has that affected and challenged you becoming a mother?
What kind of prompted me to create That's My Girl and a whole being focusing on the pre-postnatal stages of life is because my first one, I didn't do very well. Like you said, the things you did with your first are so different from your second. And I am a full on example of that. My first one, I was always into health and fitness and lean. I've done bikini competitions. I've, you know, chicken rice. I know what to do. I've written up macro plans and workouts for people. I had Hashimoto's. I was able to remove that through diet lifestyle. Then your cells change after 7 years. And I've done several blood work and nothing's there, but I still try to stay gluten-free and dairy-free, whatever. But anyways, with my pregnancy, I was really sick. Like the first 25 weeks, I was really nauseous. I was throwing up. I couldn't eat any meat. And I literally could only stomach basically like egg McMuffins from McDonald's and then Del Taco tacos and then pretty much like vegetarian food. But that is all pretty much like processed and not really that good for you. And then I wasn't working out as much. I was teaching and training and all that, but I wasn't working out as much. My energy levels were horrible. I had these bumps on my legs that were onset varicose veins. So I had to elevate. I always had migraines and felt nauseous and all that. It was not a good experience, but I also think I could have made it better by putting good things into my system, more like green juices instead of this butternut squash ravioli we got all the time at Trader Joe's. And then my mindset was all messed up. I was really afraid that I was going to lose the baby just because my mom had 5 miscarriages. My siblings are adopted. Then she had me. And a lot of times they say, look at your mother for your internal system. And a lot of our hormones were similar when we got tested years ago. However, her situation was like needed a surgery situation, but it was very unique, but I was still afraid. I had a lot of friends that had miscarriages and issues and IVF. And I was like, I don't want to go through that. So there was fear in me. I didn't really take care of my mindset. I went through a midwife, which really encouraged me through midwifery, doula. I have a more holistic approach to things on health and wellness and so forth, which probably stemmed from yoga, you know, and from my nutrition degree. However, nutrition is definitely evolved. I've just always been into holistic health and so forth. But my midwife really helped me to clean things up. But also I had some stressors in my life too. My husband and I had separated the first year of marriage. When we got back together, we got pregnant on purpose, but we didn't do the work to like solidify ourselves financially, mentally, emotionally, marriage-wise. And so there was definitely a lot of stress there. And then we moved back to Orange County midway through the pregnancy to be closer to my family because I'm from Newport Beach, California, and we were in Long Beach at the time. So I just didn't do the pregnancy very well. I gained 40 pounds, which is not bad, but it felt like a puffy, like heavy, not healthy 40 pounds.
And the mindset piece too. I mean, stress. That piece in and of itself is enough to like throw everything else off, right? And if you're not putting... it's garbage in, good garbage out, you know, everything's cloudy. And then you've got the stress. I mean, that's a tough journey.
Yeah. So then when I had the baby, my water broke, nothing happened. I was supposed to have a home water birth. We couldn't do it. Nola wouldn't slip. Like she was sunny side up. So I ended up having a 36 hour, really, really intense induced labor, so much pain, crazy. Right. So it was just kind of like almost the end of like a really hard time. And then gave birth to her. My postpartum experience was shitty. I felt fat and ugly and just emotional and exhausted. And I let too many people come into my world too quickly to see the baby because I was thinking I was excited. My adrenaline was high and then I had a fucking meltdown. And then I ate everything too. I thought, oh, I'm going to lose the weight from breastfeeding. I'm going to eat whatever I want to. False. Not everybody's the same. That's part genetics, you know, and part eating clean, right? But then after like 9 months, you know, I'd originally lost like the first 25 pounds, but I could not lose like the last 10 to 15. And really, again, it wasn't about the weight, but it was about feeling good about myself, mind, mentally, emotionally, physically, all the things that could be the best for my baby. She was kind of a tough baby too, like really attached to me. I pretty much co-slept with her on my nipple for a year and a half, breastfed her 15 months. I was so stickler about breastfed is best. Like I was so messed up.
Rigid, very rigid.
Messed up. Yeah. And I was comparing to other moms who had these schedules of sleeping schedules and feeding. They were milking machines, but they were losing the weight. I was a fucking mess all over. I'm like, what is going on? What am I doing wrong? So I went to get blood work from a naturopath physician two different times, like one time and then 6 months later, nothing was wrong. No Hashimoto's, no thyroid issues, nothing wrong. Right. And so she was like, you might just be a little bit bigger and you might carry more weight. And I'm like, first of all, that's like the most horrible thing to say to a woman. Second of all, that's so false. I know my body and I know I can get lean. I know it's a mental thing. It's a nutritional thing, but it's more so a mindset shift. So maybe why don't you ask me questions about what's going on in my world? Like when I've gone to other naturopath physicians up in LA, it's a whole questionnaire. What's your menstrual cycle like? What's your poop like? How's your quality of life? Like, let's get to the nitty gritty and the roots of what's going on. And even when I train clients, same thing. I'm like, where are you at in your cycle? What's going on in your social life? What's going on in your home life? So that I can give you the best experience when I'm with you right here and now to help you leave elevated and better than you were with me before. Right. I was so disappointed with this facility because it's one of the top in Orange County. I left and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to take this into my own hands. I'm smart. Let me use my brain here and not think I have to rely on a doctor to tell me what I need to do. So I got really into gut health, listening to Zach Bush and Dr. Mark Hyman on podcasts. This was end of 2018. And then my brother-in-law died. He was a cop in Atlanta and he died and that was horrible. And Noel was 9 months. We flew out there. This was in the time when I was really trying to like figure out health and what I wanted with my life and everything like that. After he died and we came back home, I really, really was like, okay, I need to take life super serious here and I need to really shift and own it. So in January, when Nola turned one, I signed up for like a $99 boot camp, burn boot camp, did it for a month. I actually signed up to do Arbonne, which is like a network marketing company, but they have the 30-day to healthy living, helps with gut health and get your body to an alkaline state. I was like, okay, fuck it. I'm going to do it. That changed my life, honestly. Like, and I became a consultant and I don't do it as much, but I still use the products, the greens, the digestion plus for probiotics, the fizz, the everything. It changed everything for me because it helped me shed the weight, my skin, my inflammation all went away. Cause the whole goal of this was to help you reduce inflammation and heal your gut. So after that point, oh my gosh, the cloud lifted. Then I started getting into journaling and podcasting, listening. And every day I would write out my gratitude list, my affirmation list, maybe listen to a quick podcast or like something motivational, do a quick little stretch, have my greens and digestion plus, and then it set me up the whole day going beautifully. And to the point then I was so healthy, mind, body, soul, that I then got pregnant in March on purpose. That pregnancy, that's where all this happened. I was so healthy, was at the gym all the time, but I was realistic. You know, I was like 20, 25 minutes, maybe 30 minutes is the most I can do here. I only gained 25 pounds. I didn't need any sugar because I didn't even want it because I was feeling so good about what I was putting in my system. My energy was through the freaking roof. And I stayed on that routine of mind, body, soul, nutrition every day. And then it became a super habit for me. While I was like working out, I was thinking about all the things that were missing in the pre-postnatal state. How can I now utilize what I've learned through my bad experience and my good to help other women? So I created a clothing line, Whitney G. It launched last week. Actually, this is perfect that we're doing this. Yeah. Whitney G Maternity by Rogiani. She's an established designer in LA. I've known her from the fitness world. She designs all fitness models and a lot of covers. And I thought about, gosh, what's missing? I messaged her. I'm like, hey, Elizabeth, have you done a collection that's for maternity? And she's like, yeah, it didn't really go so well. I'm like, well, let's talk. I'll come to LA. Let's chat it out. We did. And I created this beautiful line, 4 pants, 4 tops. You can do them in all colors. We got some shorts, some longer pants, some with pockets. And it's like, it's beautiful, super soft material. I'm so proud of it. These are the shorts. Like, and I still wear them to this day because even though they're a little bit looser, I can still fit them because they snap back because the elasticity and the quality are so amazing. And so that just launched, like I said, it was like a year and a half in the making, but I created that and then put pen to paper and then approached who can help me. And then I thought, there's not a lot of fitness workouts, a lot of like fitness for pregnancy that are like 5 to 20 minutes, because more than that can be a lot if you don't know what you're doing. And then you could be walking around the gym, like, what am I doing? But you're not doing anything effective for your system. Right. And you're strong when you're pregnant. Like, you don't have to be a wall. You don't have to be a little like wallflower about it. You can lift weights. You can do all the things you did prior. We just need to modify as you get bigger. Right. So I like kind of was in the builds of launching the clothing line, got the samples, wore them all, and created a workout series of 8 workouts. And that's like Fit with Wit pregnancy workout series. And I have like 2 upper body, 2 lower body, 2 circuit, like HIIT, 2 yoga. I thought I was just going to sell the tapes, right? And I realized that was kind of going to be difficult. And I wanted to impact more. I wanted to like really help the masses and kind of be a place that you can get all the things to support you in your pre-postnatal and beyond state. So you're still even in the beyond, you know, like all women.
We're forever postnatal. Forever. Your kids postnatal. Can be 45.
Exactly. So then that launch, I tried to push it. I realized it wasn't doing anything for me. So then 2020 hit and shit really hit the fan with my marriage with Marley in December. The pandemic hit like February. Shit got real. And I already knew I needed to really make more streams of income for myself individually. And I needed to have my own thing going for me because I just didn't feel like this relationship was going to last. I thought this was, I don't know what's going to happen, but this is not my life. We are not good. Something's going to give. And I know, and it did. In October, I ended up leaving. Some stuff went down, both through terrible communication and other things that just prompted me, you know, this is not good for me or you or our babies to be around. We need to separate. And I literally left that day in October and moved my parents, and having that space and time where we right away set the schedule of like how we kind of wanted to have the kids. Now we do like a 2-2-3, but before it was like every day. But at least I had some days and nights where I was alone. I could journal, I could read and really hone in, Whitney, like, what are we going to do here? Like, how are we going to do this? So then through like one thing that led to another, I wanted to only work with women because I wanted to support women in business. That was my whole thing, promote women in business and everything like that. So one thing led to another, like I fell upon this girl that did Emily from the Housewives, her website, that was a fitness subscription. I messaged Emily, actually, she's friends with Amber. Amber was like, message her. And I'm like, okay. And she gave me the email to this girl who did her website. Well, I emailed her and she said, hey, I'm so busy right now. I can't do it. But here's another girl, Jordan, your business bestie. Literally couldn't have been the more perfect person for me. That was like December, January, just like 7 months ago. We hit it off. We connected. We met face to face. She like got my vision and everything I wanted to do right away. And she's the one that created my website. She does all my branding on my Instagram, helped me hone in what I wanted to do. Cause I was like, I want to do blah, 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 blah. And she's like, okay, this is where we need to like focus and hone in to help you actually monetize, but also impact and have a cohesive brand. So that all happened like January. I really launched February 1st. And then the clothing line just launched, like I said, last week, but everything else, like the fitness subscription, I guess 2 months ago, but now I'm just in the phases of pushing it out there, launching, trying to find more women who I can interview with. And I have all June booked up, which is awesome. And then some women coming my way like you, which makes me feel so honored that I'm doing something right for others to be like, hey, I want to talk to you. I want to bring you on because you got it going on. And that to me is everything. So I just want to keep this train rolling. I have a midwife that blogs for me that I met through my old childhood friend who is a OB in Michigan. He referred me to her to work with because she's got a lot of things that she wants to do. So she writes on my website, brings an incredible insight being a labor and delivery nurse prior and a midwife now. And she has a huge heart and desire to like do incredible things too. And we want to go to like the prison systems and reform and help women that are 18 to 25 and then beyond really feel supported in the pre-postnatal and beyond states who don't have the support like I did and do with my parents, you know, don't have the education, don't have anything to help them really know how to do it good. My vision is so massive, but I know it's like one thing at a time.
Yeah.
Keep building, keep growing, keep connecting, and keep stepping into your purpose and your truth. Keep stepping into like where that fire keeps hitting you. And not every day is going to be like this motivated day, but keep showing up for yourself in, you know, for me, the journaling, the greens, the probiotics, you know what I mean? The exercise almost daily. The connecting with like-minded women, the maybe getting my hair done, my nails done, like that shit keeps me elevated and feeling myself so that I can actually be good for others. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's self-care number one. You got to be at the top of the pyramid.
You really do. You got to put your oxygen mask on first before you do others. Otherwise it's going to, the whole ship's going to sink, you know?
Yeah, plane's going down. That's for sure. I mean, I'm with you. I'm like this octopus with all these tentacles because I'm so excited. I'm like, it's all out there. And it's like, okay, reel it in. Let's get it focused. But so many incredible things for pregnant women post. I mean, again, if you've had a baby, you're postnatal until you take your last breath. And there really is lacking support, you know, and I think lacking support and education, you know, to really empower women. You said something about along your journey, you know, I'm going to listen to myself. And